Apia girl, techola goros, nachlosan shayiswil, kol shaver vishavit, mahila girl, venture magila chelk ruba, grain shaver, there it says whether they're a big shaver or a small shaver, they receive the same portion. Schurat's mashma, that Eretz Yisrael will divide up equally into 12 different portions. And that's what it says, even though one shaver was very big, and even though one shaver was small, still they got the same thing. That's what it says, Bein Rav Lamat, they got equal portions. Because if you tell me that you go according to how many people were there, so what do you mean to tell me Bein Rav, Bein Lamat? No, it's not true. The ones that were more got more, the ones that were less, they got less. So this is a raya that they all took equally. That's one raya. For Yoit, secondly, Tanya, we learned, Asid Eretz Yisrael, Shetischalik Lishloi Shoyes Teshvotim. Mitz Hashem, Anonim Mois Mashiach, Eretz Yisrael, we divided up into 13 parts. Not 12 the way it was then, but into 13. Shebatchil at the beginning when Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, Loi Nischalku Elo Lishnei Mosa Shvotim. It was only divided up into 12 portions. Loi Nischalku So Chorot's Mash Moso, it was divided up into 12 portions. Mash with 12 equal portions. Just Losa Lovoi, then there'll be 13. Yeah. Yeah, and later on we'll explain what's the 13th, who will be the 13th one. Yeah. And the third thing it says, Loi Nischalku Elo Bekesef. It was only divided up, Bekesef means according to the value of the land. Biksofa means, like, how much the land is worth. Shpam says, Ksahashta, Mishayla Chelik Yofo, Yunaisen Dom, and Lemishagiloi, Chelik Kochush. Like, it was divided up according to the value of the land. If somebody got a piece of land that was worth more, and somebody else got a piece that wasn't worth so much, could be they had to divide it back equally according to the value, as if to say, each shevet got an equal value in the portion of Eretz Yisrael. Prakoponim Sofosh, Kofar Smashman, though, that Soklaw was divided out into Shvatim equal Shvatim. Yeah, we'll soon explain what this means, Claw, about the Kesef. We'll soon see more. Shinev, the Apostle says, Ben Rav Lamat. The Omer Rav Yehuda saw the Yehuda, a land of the son Yehuda, Shava was worth Chomei Soim Begolol. It was worth 5 Soim in Golol. His property here was worth more than the other. So it also went into the Cheshbon, how they made the Chalukah. And also, V'loi Nischalku Elo B'Gerul. They only divided up Eretz Yisrael with the Gerul. They used the Gerul. Shinem the Pasuk says, Ach B'Gerul. They had to use a girl with a lottery. They pulled out from a pot. They pulled out. V'loi Nischalku Elo B'Urim V'Tumim. Also, when they divided up Eretz Yisrael, it was only with the Urim V'Tumim. Like we'll soon learn. Shinemar. Alpi HaGerul. They used the Gerul. And HaKetzet. How did it work? Elozo Melubash Urim V'Tumim. Eliezer the Kohen Gadol, he was wearing the Umvatumim. The Yeshua of Chol Yisrael aimed him lefonav. They were standing in front of him. The Kalfei, they had like a Kalfei was like a basket or a box. Shel Shvatim, they had one box that had 12 Shvatim and 12 different names of Shvatim in that box. The Kalfei Shel Tchumim, and that a second box that had portions of Eretz Yisrael. Like we're saying, Eretz Yisrael was divided equally into 12 different portions, and there are 2 different boxes. Menachem Lefanav was standing in front of Yeshua and Eliezer. V'yomechav and Ruach HaKodesh. It happened modern like this. But Ruach HaKodesh, it was said Ruach HaKodesh that Zvulun Oyla Tchum Akul. That Zvulun, you're going to get the Chelek in Akul. What happened? Oil Imoy Torah Bekalfei Shel Shvatim. Then they put the hand into the box of the Shvatim, for Yol of Yoda is Zvulun, and that's happened. Just like the Basco said, he came out with his hand, Zvulun. Then Torah for Kalfish, there's the Tchumim, then they put the hand into the box that had the Tchumim, for Yol of Yoda Tchumako, and it came out the Tchumako, and Mama Shanef, even before they really used the girl, a Basco came out, a Ruach HaKodesh, and told them exactly who will be to who. Well, that's a good question. That's all part of Xerxes custom. Now, that's what the Umbatum was there. Now, the Eliezer was doing the Umbatumim, and Yeshua was picking out, and Yeshua Mamish picked out the same way the Umbatum said. Vaita. V'choizer u'mechav Ruach HaKodesh v'yomer. Then again, the Umbatum, they start over Ruach HaKodesh, Naftoli Oila v'tchum genuser. Oilimoi. That should be Yotchum. What happened? Torah for Kalfa, they mixed up the box with the Shvatim, Shal Shvatim, all of Yodin Naftali, came out of Naftali. Torah pekalpa shetchum, the next up the box of the tchumim, for yola biyode, tchum geneser, mamish to where the Yom HaTurim said, v'chein kol shevet v'shevet, v'loike chalukash, every shevet was the same way. So again, the Zohar is that Eretz Yisrael, the chalukah was, mamish, shava v'shava, that's the way they divided up, Eretz Yisrael. Alright, I'll turn over. The way they divide up Eretz Yisrael in this world, chalukas loylam abo. It's not like the chalukah will be in loylam abo. Loylam hazeh, odem yesh loy sod lovan, ain loy sod pardis. Someone has a sod lovan that you grow his vegetables there. You don't have an orchard. So the paradise, somebody owns a paradise, an orchard tree, if your land here is good for using for orchards, is aimless for the loving. You don't have a field good to grow wheat. If there are different type of lands, the Elam is there. So if your Nachla was a good land for orchards, plant orchards there. But Elam Abo, it's not that way. Exactly what Elam Abo, I'm not sure what it means to him. It means to Mashiach or afterwards. But Elam Abo, ain't Lecho Kol Echad V'Echad. Every single person, Shein loy bahar uvashrelu v'yemek. Every single shevet, every single person will own property in all types, in the mountains, in the lowlands, in the shvelo. The loan you'll be able to have all different types. Shneimer the pasuk says, Shar Ruvain echad, Shar Yehud echad, Shar Levi echad. Kodesh Baruch Hu mechalek lem biyatzmoi, and also Kodesh Baruch Hu will divide up by himself, not to the Urim v'Tumim, but by Kodesh Baruch himself. Shneimer. V'yelo machlokusam nu Hashem. Ba'kol ponim ketonim is what's again to us. What do we learn at the beginning? Ketonim is shabatchilo loy neschag well l'shnei masa shvatim. At the beginning, Klaius Eretz Yisrael was divided up into 12 shvatim. Shemaminu from here was a clear proof l'shvatim iflug shemaminu. From here it's a clear proof that how was Eretz Yisrael divided up and echnami was divided according to the shvatim and not according to the multiply according to how many people was in each shevet. Like even though one shevet had more people than the other shevet, they did not get more Yerusha than the other shevet. Each shevet, like Eretz Yisrael, was divided into 12 equal portions, and each chelek cut equally. All right, we'll stop here. No, we're holding you that kufchav beis. The Shavuot Gemara was. When they made the chalukah in Eretz Yisrael to divide up the land, did they divide up equally like 12 shvatim, 12 equal portions, and each shevet got an equal portion? Or did they divide it up according to how many people were in each shevet? So a shevet that had more amount of people got a bigger portion. That was a shalom in the Gemara. Gemara brought three rayas that they divided up Eretz Yisrael equally into into 12 different portions. First was in the Pasuk Ben Rav Lamat, and three different writers we had. Yeah. Now the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says also, where should we start from here? We'll go over again. We're from 10 lines from the top, we'll go over again. Before Shinema, also, even before that, so go. From the five lines down, that the first chalukah was with a girl. Shem the pasuk says, "Ach the girl." Also, chalukah was done with the urim v'tumim. Shem the pasuk says, "Al pi ha-girl." How does it come out? From 10 lines down. Eloza, this is by the first chalukah of Eretz when they went into Eretz Yisrael. Eloza, meluvash urim v'tumim. He was wearing the urim v'tumim. The Yeshua v'chol Yisrael armed in front of. And Yeshua and the whole Klai Yisrael was standing in front of Eliezer. Eloza. The Kalfei Shel Shvotim. There were two different boxes, like a girl, a lottery in front of them. The Kalfei Shel Shvotim, there's one box that had 12 pieces of parchment on it, a different shevet on it. The Kalfei Shel Chumim. Menachem Lefonov, there was another box that had 12 different portions of Eretz Yisrael divided equally. Voyeh Mechavim Ruach HaKodesh. The way the Chalukah was, and nobody could have any complaints, was Mamash first through the Ruach HaKodesh. That means the Eloza asked the Urim V'Tumim, and the Omad Urim V'Tumim said, "Zvulin Oyla Tchum Aku." That Zvulim, you will receive the chelik in Aku. What happened? Oyla Imoy. So Tchum Aku Oyla Imoy, and you get the Tchum Aku. What happened? Torah Pekalfa, they mixed up the box that had the Shvatim in it, Shal Shvatim, for Yol Biyad is willing. Whoever was a Munna was appointed to do this, when he came up, Mamash, it happened the way the Ruach Kodesh, the way the Urim Thummim said, that the came up was Zvulun. Then Torah Pekalfa Shatchumim, then they shook up the box that had the 12 different portions of Eretz Yisrael, for Yol Biyad with Tchum Akul, Kenan Akul. For Choyzo Mecham Ruach Kodesh, then they went to the second next Shavit. And they asked the Urim Thummim, Voimir, he said Naphtali, that the next one was Naphtali. Oyla came up. And what's going to be the tchum of Naphtali? It's going to be Genusar. So what happened then? Torah Pekalfa, they mixed up the boxes. Shel Shvotim, V'yol L'biyod of Naphtali, Ken Enechlami, came out Shevet Naphtali, Torah Pekalfa Shetchumim, they mixed up the box that had the one with the tchumim, V'yol L'biyod of tchum Genusar, they came on him to tchum of Genusar. Every shevet went the same way. Yeah. That's how the chalukah was. Ramesh like a nest. That first the Tumim said exactly which shevet was going to get which portion. And then the pasuk also says, Apia girl, that they picked out from the girl. And the Ramesh came out that way, that shevet and that nachla came out together. Then it says, V'loke chalukah shalala mazdech lukla shalala mabor. The way they divided the Eretz Yisrael now, then, is not going to be the way they divided the Mitzvah Shem, Leilu Mabo. What does that mean? Leilu Mazil, Odom Yeshlo, Sadal Ovid. In this world now, if you have a field that you could use for planting vegetables on, Lovin, Tfuah, wheat, Ein Lo Sada Pardis, it's no good to plant orchards. Sada Pardis, Ein Lo Sada Lovin. If you have a field that's good to plant orchards, it's no good to plant the vegetables. Leilu Mabo, but Ein lecho kol echod v'yechad, every single shevet, every single nachlo, shein lo b'har v'shrei lo v'emek. Every single shevet, every single portion you'll get, will have all three types in it. They'll be like a mountain, a low area, all will be together. Shem Rapostik says, shar ruvein echod, shar yud echod, shar levi echod. And they'll all be like one shar, mashma, they'll all be the same type of Yerusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechalkon lehem, and also Kodesh Baruch Hu also Lavoi will give it out himself, not through v'tumim, not through a girl, but Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Shneimer the pasuk says, "V'yela machlokos nuim Hashem." Yeah. Al kol ponim ketoni mis. What we learn here that shebetchilu lo neschal kovelo l'shnei masa shvatim shmamina l'shvatim iflug shmamina. This is the proof to the first shiloh that when they divided up Eretz Yisrael, the chalukah was they divided up Eretz Yisrael into 12 equal portions. And then they made a girl to know which shevet gets which portion. Oh, mama, what we just said before, I see there's Yisrael shet eschalik l'shloi shosh shvatim. Even though now when they first came into Eretz Yisrael, it was divided up into 12 shvatim, because Manasseh and Ephraim were considered two, even Levi was not included, so the 12 then was Manasseh and Ephraim, but lost the lover, there'll be 13. So the question is, idach laman, who's going to be the 13th shevet? Lost of Lavoi, Menashe and Ephraim will only be considered like one, they'll only be like Yosef. And Levi will be included. So Lost of Lavoi, we have Mamash the 12 Shvatim. But the question is, where's the 13th? Who's going to be the 13th? What do you mean it'll be divided up into 13 parts? Omer Rav Chizda, Lenosi. It goes on, the Nosi, Rashi, Rashbam says, that means the Melech HaMashiach. The Melech HaMashiach, who get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael also. The pasuk says, for Yoived, the ear, Yavdua Mikol Shifta Yisrael. For Yoived Mashma, the one that's working, that's taking care, Rashi says, Hainu Nosi. He's the Nosi, the Melech HaMashiach, the Yo Rabbi Mutla Love. And on him it says, he'll receive a chelik also. Oh, Malaria Popola Bar, Popola Bar, so by you know, Ema Rungar Bialma. Who said the Yoived means like the Melech HaMashiach? Maybe it means any workman, it means the worker of the city. So Gemara says, no, lo yisakal, don't think like that. The pasuk says, v'yahanoisa la'nosi mizeh mizeh v'trumas ha'kodesh u'lachuzas ir. Says, v'yahanoisa la'nosi. Mashmo, we're talking about here the nosi, the special appointed one, the Melech HaMashiach, he is the one that will take the 13th portion of Eretz Yisrael. So v'yahanoisa Mashiach, the Melech HaMashiach will also get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So that's how we divided up into 13 parts. Right. Then we had before, the Eretz Yisrael was first divided up. It was divided up according to the value.
l'ksofim, according to how much each piece of land is worth. Shenema, the Pasuk says, bein rav lamat, whether a lot or a little. Samor says, lamai. What does it mean to say when the first divided up Eretz Yisrael, it was divided up according to the value? Hilein, if you want to tell me, l'shufra v'sanyo, that means, enechnami, if one shave had got very good land, shufra means good land, and one shave had got bad land, so let's say their land is worth $1 million, and their land was only worth $500,000, so they'll have to pay them back the difference in price. If that's what you mean, mamish, that they'll have to give back money for the difference of the value of the lands. For the Gemara, Otam, Shuftonim, Askinon, are we talking about Ashreite here, Shuftonim, that they make such chaluka, or else vice versa, Mastavro, that that's what they're going to give back, according to the value of the land. Rashi says, the Mastavri, Menachlosim, Bezuzi, that they're going to give away from their own chelek money? Avad, that's not the pshat over here. That can't be the pshat that's found. If it's worth more money, they're going to give back money for the value of it. El, or rather, the difference of price of what they'll give back is l'kroivo rechayka, that one land is closer to Yerushalayim and one land is further. It's a bigger yichus to be close to Yerushalayim. You have to go el regal, it's easy to get there. So that's what it means. And really, Kitanoyim, the Machlokas Tanoyim, how did they give it back? Reb Lezer went with the Ksofim. Helu, that means a Sheva that lived close to Yerushalayim. And then another Sheva, they got the Nachla very far away from Yerushalayim, so they felt bad they lived so far away. So the ones closer had to like supplement them and give them money for the fact that they were Zorcha to be closer and the other ones are so far away. No, the mamash gave him back some extra land. They said, listen, we'll do you a favor. We realize we're closer to Yerushalayim. We got a better deal here than you did. So we'll give you back some karka. Yeah. So that's what it means, that the chluka was done big stuff. It means, according to how far and how close you were to Yerushalayim, they made compensations to give you something back. Now it says also the chluka was done with a girl. They had to use a girl. Shinema, the Pasuk says, ach the girl. Tony will learn like this. Ach the girl, that what chluka was given out through a girl, like we just learned before, they pulled out of the box, they shaved it and pulled out of the box the lands, the different chluka of Eretz Yisrael. But Yotza Yeshua v'Kolev. Yeshua v'Kolev, they, Yerusha, did not come through the girl. So where says Lamai? What do you mean to tell me? What portions did Yeshua and Kolev get not through the girl? Elaine, if you want to tell me the Lord Shakel Klaal, they did not take it all with the girl, they did not take a chelik at all. Hashto, you want to say they didn't take a chelik at all, they didn't get a portion of Eretz Yisrael at all, that can be. Hashto, the Lav did too. Shakel, Madr, they took the portion that doesn't belong to them, like we learned before. From the rest of the Meraglim, Yeshua and Kolev took their portions. So Yeshua and Kolev divided up the chalukah of the rest of the Meraglim. So they took other people's chalukah Yerusha. So did who, me boy? For sure they had their own rights for their own chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So what do you mean to say Yeshua Kolev didn't take an Eretz Yisrael? Ela means like this. Shaloi not lu begurl. Elo al pi Hashem. Means Yeshua the Kolev, their own chelik that they got in Eretz Yisrael was not through the girl, but was rather with al pi Hashem. How do we know this? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself told Yeshua, this is your portion, and Hashem told Kolev himself, this is your portion. How do we know this? The Pasuk says, Al-Pi Hashem nitnu loy, as here Asher shol es timnas sorach, bar Ephraim. This was the land given to Yeshua. So it says, Al-Pi Hashem, Mashma Hashem himself was the one that gave it to Yeshua. For the Gemara, since sorach, it says the word sorach,